Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Great to have you along today. We're spending really the entire show looking back at Steph Curry's career, an incredible player, now the all-time franchise leading scorer for the Golden State Warriors, which is a mouthful to say the least. A little bit later on today, Don Nelson's going to join us, Jason Richardson a little bit later on this afternoon as well. But right now, a late addition to today's show that I didn't think was going to happen, and I'm sure glad that it is, because Hall of Famer Mitch Richmond joins us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Mitch, thank you so much. Along with being in the Hall of Fame, you're also obviously part of one of the single greatest nicknames in the history of sports. Whenever we can get any member of Run TMC on, we do it. Thank you so very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. Trying to do the best I can during this pandemic, you know.
You are doing very well, too. We're all trying to make it through. And right. At least we can start to see the other side of the tunnel for the first time in a long time. Warriors are even going to be having some fans back in the arena the next time they play a home game, which will be a welcome sight. But, boy, last night, Steph Curry, he did it. And, Mitch, he did it in the first quarter. We thought it might happen at halftime. He just went and did it in the first quarter to pass Wilt Chamberlain as a guy who dominated and played in this league. What does that sentence even mean? What should it mean to Warriors fans?
Wow. It's just an unbelievable achievement, accomplishment, and to actually still be in his prime, that he's going to break even more records, that, you know, who's going to come along and have an opportunity to break his. It's just an unbelievable feat and unbelievable player and more just an unbelievable person.
Is there a player, and I realize that, that Curry is such an outlier that the comparisons don't make a lot of sense, but is there anybody who, by dint of his outside shooting alone, struck what you believe is the level of fear that Curry strikes today?
I played with his dad, and his dad had that type of range and that type of skill set, that type of shooting ability, but he is nothing like his son. Curry is just putting himself in the category by himself. I don't see another player like him, because this guy has been able to do it from such a far distance. And been able to do it with an accuracy where now when he shoots, I think everything's going in. And if it's not, I'm saying maybe his big toe is hurting, his ankle is hurting or something. So I don't know what's going on, you know. So I look at him and think he's going to make every shot he shoots.
You were a good 3-point shooter by your career standards, you know, by the 90s standards, a tremendous 3-point shooter. The most you ever shot in a game was 6.5. Could you at that time have even pictured the number of threes that people would be attempting?
Well, I say this all the time. Like, I can remember shooting 5 or 6 and saying to myself, okay, that's a little too many. Too much right now. I got to get to the rim. All right, I done shot too many. Let me get to the rim a little bit. I think I shot is 10 in a game. But, man, I see guys shooting 18 and 23, and I'm like, oh, my God, what a green light. I think the game has just changed so much. If you took a shot out there and you missed, the other team was making sure that you get punished for taking long-distance shots if you didn't make it. But with Curry accuracy. It's just amazing. And then now you got guys trying to follow him. You know, I coach college basketball, and I always say that, you know, Curry hurt the college game because all these guys trying to shoot like Curry and they haven't did the practice like he has. You know what I mean? And you see these guys in practice and they trying to shoot half court like, hey, man, you got to make a layup first. You know, but Curry, man, I think he's just I can remember when Mark Jackson said something years ago about the best shooting backcourt with him and Clay. And I can remember saying, well, what does this dude talk about, man? What is he saying? Like, it's only this third year, and you're talking about this guy's like the best shooting backcourt ever. Now I have to take that statement back. I mean, I got to believe this guy and him and Clay, you know, those two guys that can shoot long distance and then shoot with such precision. I mean, it's just an unbelievable feat to be able to do that and to make that ball go in that little basket from such a deep area, man, is really unbelievable.
Talking Warriors history with a man who knows an awful lot about it, Mitch Richmond here on 95.7 The Game. So if it were up to you to defend Curry tomorrow night when they're playing again, how would you even go about defending him, given that he is such an outlier? I mean, if you get too close, he can go around you. If you stay too far away just by an eyelash, he can get that three off. How would you defend Steph Curry?
Well, first I'm going to defend Steph is by changing the rules. We got to play like when I played. I got physical.
Hand-checking everywhere, right?
Yeah, I got to hand-check him. I got to push him around. When he go in the lane, he got to be bumped. I think with these rules, man, he's really and truly unguardable. You know, just hopefully that you try to just get a hand up when he shoots. You try to keep him in front of you, and that's hard to do. And then he's such a guy without the ball. That he continues to keep moving like Chris Mullin, that just keeps moving constantly, and you can't really kind of get a grips of where he's going to be at on the court. He has mastered every shot of on the court, and that's why he's such a dangerous player. I always tell young players all the time that you got to be able to shoot a mid-range, a layup, a floater, a pull-up. You don't have to take people off the dribble, and a three-point standing shot. Curry has all of that. And the one thing about it is, you know, we always talk about he makes it look so easy. He's working really hard, and he's working hard and he's playing hard. And that's a testament to him to make it look easy while he's playing hard. Man, that's just an unbelievable feat to really be able to go up and guard him, man, because each and every night he's just such a threat. And even when he's off, you don't really want him to take that last shot because he might hit it. So, he's just hard to guard. He's hard to guard. I'm looking at it now. Each and every night, he's very hard to guard. You're talking about a guy when he first came in the league. You know, I thought he was going to struggle with his speed. I was always going to struggle with his strength. But he's been able to kind of, you know, master all of that. And he doesn't need to be the bulkiest guy. He don't need to be the fastest guy, but I see him on the court sometimes, and he is the fastest guy. And that was the thing that he was coming in, that he was kind of like slow-footed. But, man, he is really kind of helped improved his game each and every year. And we're talking about a guy that haven't even retired yet. He has so much more to give. And when I look at him and you say he has, I mean, how many points he has with Golden State? I mean, he broke that record. What was that, 18? How many points is it?
He's getting 15? Near 18,000.
Huh?
He's getting close to 18,000.
Okay, 18,000 points, and he hasn't retired yet. If you look at it, I thought Curry already had about 25,000 points, honestly. And 18,000 points, and he still is still in his prime. And he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question about it. He might go in the Hall of Fame as time as he retired. He might go in the next day of what he's accomplished. Just as he's such a great player to watch, great player to show the youth how to be and how to be a teammate, and just so many qualities that he has that you want to emulate and hope your son kind of have some of those qualities.
You know, you mentioned today's rules, and clearly it's a much less physical game overall than when you were playing. But we've talked in general, and especially this year, about Steph Curry. For a player of his stature and all those accolades you just described, he doesn't seem to get that friendly of a whistle. Why do you think that is?
Right. I think they take the ball going in too. The ref is pretty much when it launches, he's there looking at the shot. And so you saying that he doesn't get the whistle? Man, I don't really see that. Really?
Okay. Fair enough. I don't really see that.
I think he gets a fair amount of calls, and I mean, he's either gonna make the shot or go to the free throw line. So I guess I haven't seen that part of it.
Is there a way to? I mean, people want to try to explain Wilt Chamberlain to people who haven't seen him, and the fact that there isn't a whole lot of film on him from his glory days is probably the reason why it's so hard to do. Is Curry's staying power culturally going to be that much longer, because a highlight of Stephen Curry is now forever, whereas a highlight of Wilt Chamberlain never happened?
I think it's staying power, because I just think how he has really kind of changed the game. From definitely what Wilt is definitely different from how Wilt played the game. And anytime you can mention your name with Wilt Chamberlain, it doesn't matter if he played 30, 40, 50 years ago, just by now someone breaking that record is a testament to itself of how good Wilt was. And so it's just a testament of how good Curry is, and he continues to get better, and he's going to be even better when they get Clay back and some more pieces. It's just amazing what he's done so far.
Hall of Famer Mitch Richmond, great to catch up with you. Like I said, we're going to be talking to Warrior greats throughout the show today. We've even got Don Nelson coming up at 5 o'clock in about an hour from now. What should we ask Don Nelson about you and your career? I mean, should we just bring up like whatever happened to Les Jepsen? Like, should we even bother asking what should we ask Don Nelson about the Mitch Richmond trade, or what was he thinking, or what would you ask him?
I think we know Don Nelson now by, being in Hawaii, puffing on a little weed. I think back then he must have puffing on something when he traded me. That's how I feel. You can ask him. You can ask Don Nelson anything you want to ask him. I know that was a mistake. Okay. That was a mistake, and I tell Don every time I see him, I wish I could choke him, but hey, I don't want to go to jail. I look back at that all the time. I don't know what would have happened, but I don't even want to talk about it, man. I don't even know what you're asking. I don't know what you're asking. It was wrong. That's all I know. It was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm hitting the table. You get me all excited again, man.
No, that's all right. That's all right. See, these wounds are still fresh all these years later.
No, I don't care how long it's going to be, bro. I'm going to always remember that. No question.
And all he did was end up in the Hall of Fame. Like, it was a great ending anyways, and he's still stung about it.
Jesus, man. I mean, I always tell people, man, that was, I played with the Lakers, played with Kobe, played with Shaq. At that time, I was, pretty much into my year, my last year. But playing with the Warriors, man, was the best time I've had playing in the NBA. Even though all the accolades that I accomplished, I just think that I could have still accomplished those things with the Golden State Warriors. The team we had, it was just such a good unit. We all got along. We all hung out. So you just can imagine if you lose your friend. I lost 12 friends, man, overnight, and they shipped me to some other friends down the street. So that was very difficult to take, especially as a young player. So, I don't want it to make it be about me, man. It's about Steph tonight. But, hey, man, let's continue to keep pushing him forward. And I know he's going to do the right thing to continue to keep doing what he's doing on the court. And I look forward to him when he does join the Hall of Fame. It'll probably be the quickest Hall of Fame appearance ever.
Mitch, it was so great to catch up with you. I'm surprised some NBA teams not trying to drag you into a studio to be pre or post game. What are you doing these days?
I do post game for the Sacramento Kings. I do.
Oh, you are doing post game now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing some post game. Yeah, I'm doing a little post game.
Well, glad to see you're in the rotation, man. You deserve to be one of the all time greats, a Hall of Famer, Mitch Richmond. Thank you so much, man. Great to have you on the show.
All right. Thank you guys for having me. Have a good one.